Sheila, I said quietly. Stars and stones. It's all but your real name, isn't it? Lashiel. It's close, Sheila agreed quietly.
Harry?
Butters whispered. His eyes were very wide.
Who are you talking to?
Shut up a minute, Butters, I said, staring at her. She regarded me quietly, her eyes now steady on mine. That's what Billy was talking about. Bach started looking awfully odd when I was speaking to you at the bookstore. And you never interacted with anyone else. Never opened any doors in the store. Didn't pick up the book when I was looking for it. I glanced down at my hand, where she'd written her number in permanent ink. It was now gone. Illusions, I said.
Yes, she said calmly. Some of appearance only, some of seeming.
Why?
To help you, she said. I told you that I could not make open contact with your conscious mind. That is why I created Sheila.
She gestured down at herself.
I wanted to help you, but I couldn't do it directly. So I tried to do it this way.
So you lied to me, I said. She arched a brow.
I had little choice in the matter.
What about after you made contact with me? I said, and my voice was bitter, too. I used the hellfire, and you came to me in a dream.
That was after you met Sheila, if you will recall, she said.
But you didn't need Sheila anymore.
No, she said, I didn't. But I found that I...
She rolled her shoulders in a shrug.
That I enjoyed being Sheila. That I enjoyed interacting with you as one person to another, without being regarded with fear and suspicion. I know that you understand what it is like. You've felt it often enough in your own life.
But oddly enough, I said, I haven't gone off and pretended to be someone else to gain another's trust.
You felt that isolation for less than 20 years, my host. I've lived with it for millennia.
Yeah? How long were you planning on stringing me along? Her soft mouth turned into a firm line.
I was going to tell you once the night's business was done, assuming you lived through it.
Sure you were, I said.
I told you, she said. I didn't want it to become a distraction for you.
I barked out a harsh little laugh. And why should I believe that?
Because your death would mean the death of this part of me, she said, gesturing down at herself again. The thought shadow of Lashiel would not survive your death, and the true Lashiel, my true self, would remain trapped for who knows how long. You have no idea of what it's like to be trapped without sound, sight, or senses, waiting for someone to bring you forth from oblivion.
I stared hard at her.
I don't believe you. You need not, my host, she said, and gave me a little bow. But that makes it no less true.
You kissed me, I said.
Sheila Lashiel's eyebrows lifted, and she gave me an almost whimsical smile. When I said that it had been a long time since I was close to anyone, I meant it. I enjoyed that contact, my host, as I think did you.
Oh, let me guess, I said. You did that for me, too, because you wanted to help me.
I kissed you because I desired it, and because it was pleasurable. If you will recall, my host, I did help you. I gave you the summons to call the Earl King, did I not?
I opened my mouth and then closed it again, struggling to find something to say.
I have never wished you ill, my host, she said. In fact, I have done all that I can to assist you.
I suddenly felt very tired and rubbed at my forehead. I reminded myself that Lashiel was a fallen angel, that she was one of the 30 demons of the Order of the Blackened Denarius, that she was known as the Temptress and the Web Weaver, and that she was ancient, powerful, and deadly dangerous at the art of manipulation. She could not be trusted, nor could her little carbon copy that had taken up residence in my head. But she had helped me, and she had kissed me. Sure, a kiss was just a kiss,
but her desire for it, her hesitation, the sense of yearning to her had been genuine. She had wanted to do it. She had enjoyed it. She was one hell of a good kisser. Hell being the operative word, I reminded myself.
I can still help you, my host, she said. You are a powerful mortal, but your foes are more formidable still. They will kill you.
Her face took on an expression of frustrated protest.
Let me help you survive. Give me the chance to preserve myself, please.
I stared at her for a moment. She looked lovely and sincere and afraid.